Things That Seem Good, written by Jennifer Waddle and read by Kelly Givens. Today's Bible verse is Genesis 3, verse 6. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. As Eve gazed at the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden, it's easy to understand why she was drawn to it. Delightful to the eyes and desirable for wisdom, it was too tempting to resist. Many of us can relate to Eve's dilemma as we encounter things that seem good, too good to pass up. But in the end, some of those seemingly good things lead us away from the intended path God has for us. And the delight of our eyes can leave us with a mess of unfavorable consequences. One practical example would be buying a car. You can set out to replace your old, unreliable car for something newer. However, the moment you step onto the lot, your budget-friendly goals are quickly met with stars-in-your-eyes options that offer the latest and greatest everything. Those brand-new, shiny vehicles are a delight to the eyes. And there is a pull for your affections that's difficult to resist. The thing is, temptations that seem so good often lose their appeal and value once you give in to them. That top-of-the-line vehicle depreciates the second you drive it off the lot, and the hefty monthly payment soon becomes a burden you wish you didn't have to carry. What seems so good at the moment almost always opens your eyes to the undesirable consequences that follow. I wonder how many times Eve thought about that fateful moment in the garden. Did she and Adam lay awake at night, talking about how different things could have been, should have been? Genesis 3:6 describes the battle of the flesh, the tendency to follow our own desires. Yet there was another element to Eve's dilemma that happened right before she considered the forbidden fruit. The enemy slithered in without warning and disrupted her thoughts. As she went about her day without a care in the world, the serpent swept in with a single question. The life of contentment Eve had was suddenly disrupted by a suggestion of doubt. And it's no different for us. We go about our lives doing just fine until one thought, one question, one suggestion offers us something too good to pass up. Eve's story can be a guide for us, an example of how not to listen to the whisper of the enemy. Even when something seems so good, we can and should take a moment to pray and ask for God's wisdom. His Spirit will either confirm that it is good, or He will open our eyes to the truth of the situation. Imagine if Eve would have recognized Satan's question as a diversion from the truth. If she would have stepped away from the situation and called out for God's help, imagine what a different world it would be. The next time something seems too good to resist, allow yourself some space to ask God for direction. That is one good course of action you won't regret.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed? Maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of, too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.